This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 164, and our topic of discussion today is messed up paths can still lead to a perfect plan. I wanted to talk a little bit about this today because I think we're so judgmental. We are, especially upon ourselves, and we weigh ourselves down with a lot of burdensome mistakes and things that we've done on our journey that it kind of dampens the plan on your life, and you get so caught up in it. And so I just wanted to kind of talk about that today. Hope you guys are having a great one. How are you doing? Is what I'm supposed to be saying, right? I hope you take this moment to just, you know, put it out in the atmosphere and have a indirect but direct conversation with me as far as how you're doing, because I really do care. I want you to be intentional with this day. I want you to put a pretty smile on your pretty, pretty face and make this day work for you, because that's what we have to do. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, we still got to make it happen. So get your mojo right and get in the game. Okay. So we're going to talk about messed up paths can still lead to the perfect plan. There is a plan for all of us. You know, if you've listened to my podcast more than once, you know that I believe we got our plan, like you have your plan, and then there's the plan, you know, what God has for you or the universe or whatever. But the paths, there can be multiple paths to get to that plan of yours. And the beauty of life that we get is the option to choose. And so in that sense, life can be like a maze, don't you think? I actually went to the Museum of Science, and I was with my family, and there's this floor of games that's at the museum, and there was this cubed maze where, you know, multiple people could play, because on each side of the cube, you know, someone could, you know, kind of play it. But the maze went, you know, just because you started on one side of the cube, the maze, in order for you to figure out how to get out, you had, I mean, it could take you all the way around the cube. I hope that makes sense. But anywho, so I started playing the maze, you know, and so I'm following the line, and I'm, you know, trying to get to where I can get out. You know what I'm saying? And so during this whole process of me, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to enter right here, and I'm going to follow this thing around, and I'm going to choose this path, and I'm going to choose that path, and I'm going to choose this path, and all of that, everything was going good until I hit that first dead spot. And I was like, dang, that's wrong. You know, and then I went back, and I was like, okay, let me do it again. And then I had another one, and I was like, ooh, you know, I did use maybe a little profanity under my breath. I didn't say it out loud. Others could truly hear me. But it was just the point that I really was getting anxiety in a sense, or it was nerve-wracking is the word. And I wanted to bring that story up because I think that's how life is. In like true reality, it's a maze, and we can choose how we want to enter and get to where we feel we desire to go, but we can't get upset when the path that we take does not work in our favor.
Well, I don't want to say you can't get upset, because you can. But you can't allow that emotion to deter you from what the purpose of the plan is anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because what we all know is it's just going to happen. I believe in our moment of self-criticism and beating up on ourselves, so many of us get lost in what you did wrong and worrying about what others are going to think of you. And I mean, it gets so heavy in you worrying about the mistakes or the failures that you're missing the plan. You're missing the point. And so I just wanted to share with someone who may be on that path of beating themselves up because you chose the wrong path, or because you find yourself on a path that maybe you didn't choose for yourself, but it's still bringing a lot of dismay towards your way, and you're getting stuck in the distress and you're getting stuck in the anger or whatever. That messed up path can still lead to the perfect plan. You just got to be okay with getting out of your feelings and getting on with your life. Yes, you messed up. Yes, you said some things you shouldn't have said. Yes, you did some things you shouldn't have done. Now what? You know your own life. You know the mistakes that you've made. You know the paths that you selected that probably were not your finest moments. But that's not the point. You have to cope and manage with it. It ain't going to be easy. I'm not telling you that it is, but the plan is still the plan, is what I'm saying. Messed up paths can still lead to the perfect plan. Stay focused on your plan and stop focusing so much on how you effed up on the wrong path. You know, and that's what I want some young girl or some woman to understand. Okay, you went down this path for 15 years. Just be blessed that you have the opportunity to switch it up now. That's the point. Not everybody gets 15 years to be on the wrong path and have an opportunity to get back to the plan. So count it as a blessing, count it as luck, whatever it is for you. But understand that your mistakes, your mishaps, or whatever you want to call them, can still lead you to the plan that's on your life, as far as the goodness that is within you, as far as the way that you're supposed to serve, as far as the blessings that you're supposed to give, the value that you're supposed to share. I hope you guys are seeing a lot of rhythm and monotony in a lot of the podcasts that I do. I want to bring creative content for you, but it's all going to come back to us stepping into our greatness as girls and as women. And I just believe we go through so many similar things that people need to know that they're not alone. People need to know that you're not the first person to, you know, mess up on your kids or do something bad against your family or whatever you can think of that has been deemed as bad, as evil, as you're going to hell, as whatever. We all walk around this peace, sinners, goons and goblins, and we trying to figure it out and get it right. That's just my belief of it all. So when you find yourself on a messed up path and you are wise enough to recognize it and to acknowledge it, don't get stuck on focusing what you did on the path. Just get back focused on the plan. I'm not trying to make my plan your plan, and you shouldn't be trying to make your plan Rebecca's plan, and Rebecca ain't trying to make her plan Samantha's plan. We all got a plan for ourselves. For the person who finds themselves at that dead end and you're sitting there looking at the dead end as if it's going to bring you or give you life, it's not. Get out of your pity. Stop sitting there setting up shop and appreciate the gear called reverse. There is power in reverse. There is the reason why we need that thing called reverse. To know when you don't, hey, I'm messed up, man. Let me get up out of here. This is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not going to lead me to where I'm trying to go. Let me get out. That's okay. And sometimes it's going to be a fight for you to get in reverse. But a lot of us need to realize, just because you ain't figured out where you're going to go once you put it in reverse, that ain't the point. Just get in reverse, man. You might hit some stuff trying to get out. But know that just because you messed up don't mean you're not going to get led back to that plan for your life. It's possible. You just got to believe it to be so. But you can't be pitiful and believe. Not going to work. So cope and manage, but don't try to keep count of how many times you've jacked up. You're going to have enough people on the sidelines trying to count for you, man. That's what those people are for. You don't have to worry about it. Just take the lesson from the mistake, from the path that you are on. Take the lessons that will be needed that will assist you towards the plan. But leave the rest. Leave the unnecessary people and baggage. Yes, I did say unnecessary people. We got some people that we don't want to let go off that path because it's like, oh, but they were all right. Yeah, they were all right for the path that you were on. They are not all right for the plan that you're going to. Understand? Nothing against them, but they gotta go. And I know that's hard for a lot of us to soak up, boy, because we are human and we want to be nice. We don't want to be rude and, you know, but they're really not bad. And I get it. Believe you me, I get it. But the plan is still the plan. The reason I can speak this with such conviction is because I take great strength from the fact that the God that I serve, the man I believe came here who died for me, he sat amongst tax collectors and murderers and harlots, what we call murderers and pimps and thots today. He sat amongst these people and was able to convert many and bless others. And so with that being said, if he can do that and still bless people who have taken multiple messed up paths and lead them to the perfect plan, why is it that you are not extended that same grace? I just believe that you are. I can't tell you what to believe, but this is the reason that I can speak such conviction and passion behind what I'm saying. Your messed up paths can still lead to the perfect plan. But to end it on a lighter note, for those of you who may can't connect with what I just said, one of my childhood favorite commercials was the Tootsie Roll commercial when the owl would eat the little boy sucker and he would be like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? And then the commentator would say, the world may never know. For that person who's trying to figure out how many mistakes, how many wrong paths am I going to take before I get to the plan on my life? The world may never know. You just got to keep walking and understanding that when you do make a mistake, it's not to stop the plan. It's just to teach you something and keep going towards the plan. I want to hear your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to aniejohnson.com/S164 and leave me your thoughts. I thank you so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast. And if you feel like someone would need this, please share it. And if you're listening to me on the go, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, leave me a review. I would truly appreciate it. I want to, you know, have you guys talk back to me. So leave me your thoughts already. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.